On the show today, we have Pure IT Credit Union Solutions' Jack Smith and Lone Star Credit Union's Becky Reed talking about credit unions using IT for business enablement and how to move it away from just a cost center. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Jack Smith from Pure IT Credit Union Solutions. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. And then we have Becky Reed from Lone Star Credit Union in the Lone Star state of Texas. Congrats.
How are
you, Becky?
We're doing good.
I love Texas. I used to live in Fort Worth, Texas for a while, so I'm a big fan of that state. You guys do some good stuff there, including some good beer, good food, and now we're talking technology.
Yes, we do technology well.
Right on.
Almost as good as our barbecue.
Almost. Texas barbecue is pretty darn good. Hey, we're talking about how we can help credit unions use IT for business enablement and move it away from just a cost center. So before we get to the how, gosh, I'm doing my very best Donald Trump. You know how he does that? Gosh, I'm just like, I'm trying to get away from him. I've been watching too much of him. Anyway, so before we get to the how, can you explain using IT for business enablement? Can you just kind of set the stage here? Jack, you want to go first here?
Sure. So I think what it basically means is taking technology out of just a cost center or viewing it as a cost center, which I think a lot of credit unions tend to do, and moving it into actually strategically aligning it with the business to help grow members, to help ROA, to really move a credit union from just a financial institution into a technology leveraging financial institution, which I think really resonates more with your millennials as you grow into the new environment that credit unions find themselves in.
No doubt. What does it mean to you, Becky?
Well, I've been in credit unions for a long time, about 20 years, and back in the day, credit unions, IT department, we bought a piece of software, we handed it to them, we expected them to implement it.
Yep.
And now with technology becoming the forefront of everything that we do, as a matter of fact, we can't even run our credit union without a technology base. It's very important to credit unions and my credit union in particular to be more strategic and bring IT to the table. It's not just the executives anymore that are making decisions, but technology's got to be there as well.
I mean, I'm hearing more and more that that credit unions are becoming like technology. I mean, obviously they're financial institutions, but it's all based on technology now. It's just not, what it used to be back in the day, a drive-through and a teller line. But now it's way, way more than that because, like you alluded to, Jack, that millennials are demanding this. It's expected that this stuff is out there now. And so, I mean, that kind of leads me to my next question. In this realm, why is it so important?
So I think it's important for a magnitude of reasons. I think that the more competition that credit unions feel from banks, the more competition that they feel in that space, they've got to be more nimble, faster, better services, quicker services. And that's what technology really does, right? I mean, it's more of it's a tool, but it has to be used in the correct manner and it has to be viewed in that manner. And that's why when we say strategic IT, that's really what we mean, is how do you better serve your members using technology? Mm-hmm. Because the one thing I don't think we ever want to take away from credit unions is the people-to-people interaction. I think that's what makes a credit union special.
Indeed.
But I think that technology plays an important role in that. And I think one of the things that we saw at Lone Star when we first engaged was how fast they could get someone through a teller line. Well, the technology was actually hindering that process.
Oh, really?
So that communication, for sure it was. And how do you speed that up and how do you make it better for the member? And so looking at every aspect, or what internal processes could you leverage technology to complete in a quicker, faster, more efficient manner? And mm-hmm. all of those things need to be looked at. And then your people, do you have the right people managing your technology? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of technology folks are very good at the operational piece of managing, but they're not necessarily forward thinking about the strategy and how to leverage it going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got hyperconvergence, you've got cloud, you've got all these things that credit unions need to leverage. And it really actually lowers their costs from an IT perspective, and they can provide better service.
Yeah, indeed. Becky, anything to add there based on what Jack said?
Absolutely. It's serving the members at the end of the day. It's really not about implementing a particular app or a particular piece of software, but it's making our employees more efficient when they're serving our members, and technology definitely facilitates that.
Indeed. All right, let's get to the how. So how can we help credit unions use IT for business enablement and then move it away from just a cost center? Jack?
Well, I think it starts with a strategic conversation. I think that a lot of your executives and credit unions sometimes gloss over when they have to talk technology with an IT person, because an IT person tends to talk speeds and feeds and a language that an executive may not necessarily hear very well. So I think the first step is really bridging the communication gap and helping IT have a business conversation around technology. And so I think that's where you need to start, and then developing a strategy and a plan that everyone in the organization understands and can be a part of implementing to help better the environment that you're serving your members in. And so I think that it always starts at the strategic level, taking an overview and a look and figuring out where you are and where you need to be or want to be and why that matters. Becky, what would you say to that?
So for us at Lone Star, and I suspect that our story is very similar to other credit unions out there, is mine was, I don't understand really why there are so many problems. I'm not getting the answers that I need from my IT person about the delays and the things that my employees were complaining about. And so I really needed to have a conversation. I knew some things needed to change, but I didn't know what. And I didn't know if I could even afford it. And I didn't know if maybe something I had already was a solution that we maybe weren't utilizing effectively. So bringing in a technology company, because I'm not a technology person. I mean, I'm the chief information officer, but I am not a technology person. I'm a credit union person.
Right on.
And I think that really that is the key. So bringing in some people that I trust, that know technology inside and out, that can help me understand technology, where we're at, and help me plan where we're going toward. That is really the key, and it was for us.
And I think a key to add to that is that when you're vendor neutral, like we tend to be, and I would suggest that any credit union engage in any firm, they need to look at someone that's vendor neutral, that's not trying to sell them hardware or software. That can objectively look at where they are, because you might already have a tool that could work, that could solve some of your problems. You don't have to necessarily go buy more stuff, for lack of a better term. And a lot of the vendors that I found that credit unions engage are what we call value-added resellers or integrators. They will help you, but they want to sell you stuff. And you need to bring in people that don't necessarily make money off of selling you more kit, more gear, more software, that are actually looking out from a cost perspective of what do you need, what's going to enable your business, but maybe you don't have to break the bank to do that.
So smart. So what are, I mean, Becky, can you like provide, are there any results to this? What's the after picture look like as opposed to the before picture?
So what Lone Star did and what Pure IT helped us do, Jack and his team, is it helped us be more strategic and actually have a roadmap for technology. So credit unions do strategic planning all the time, but rarely do we involve technology in that unless it's a piece of software that we're implementing, we're doing a core conversion or a loan origination system integration or something like that. Instead, it made the credit union and IT, particularly the frontline operations, work together and move toward a common goal. What Pure IT has helped us do is be vastly more efficient. Our solutions are now exceedingly scalable, and we don't have to buy a new server every time we implement something new. We don't have to, we can manage things from a single platform. We've virtualized everything with Pure IT's help, and I still have a very small IT staff. I have one manager and one support person.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
And I have 40 employees and three branches. And it's helped us be more efficient and more forward thinking. So now I can talk to my board and I can talk to my CEO, and we have a strategy moving forward. And instead of me saying, well, I don't think IT can do that, or getting a bunch of jargon from an IT person that I don't really understand, and I walk away with a question mark over my head and I'm confused, I actually now, as the CIO, can go to my executive team and can go to my board, and I can say, we can do that.
Oh, love to hear that. Love to. And it sounds like you guys are nimble enough to kind of change on a dime. So that's equally as cool, too, because technology is like changing so fast today. It's crazy.
And I'm confident that we're able to do that. I know that we're able to be nimble, and that's something very comforting for me to be able to say.
Indeed.
And it's highly redundant and highly scalable, which I think is also crucial. I mean, one of the things that we tried to do was, and we customized a solution based on the size of the credit union and the needs of that credit union. But in their situation, it was how do we leverage the technology so you don't have to go out and buy new infrastructure for 4 to 5 years? And how, and then plan that next purchase, but understand what it is you're going to need. Mm-hmm. So you're already ready for the next phase, and you don't have to spend any money on that for a while. Mm-hmm. So it allows you to grow, expand, but not have to spend more capital in order to do that over the next 4 to 5 year period of time.
Doesn't that give you so much more confidence knowing that you have this plan in place rather than kind of you're kind of in a proactive mode rather than a reactive mode, which I think is just such a huge confidence builder for you guys.
And I think that really that's the key.
You nailed it. I mean, that's the key, right? It's moving someone from reactive to proactive IT.
Right. And it's so important in this age when technology is moving so fast to be semi on top. I don't think we'll ever be on top of it, but to be on top of it.
It's always going to be faster.
Exactly. All right, guys. Hey, to wrap up here, because I know you guys have busy days ahead of you. Any advice for credit unions who are looking to achieve kind of the same thing here? Jack, I'll let you go first, and then Becky, you can wrap it up here.
Really, I think the best advice I could give is just take a step back and realize the importance of IT and give it the attention that it really needs to see how it can better and help your credit union and move forward. I mean, I think that is the best advice I could give. One of the things we've seen across the board, no matter what size of credit union we engage, is the problems are always there. They're just sometimes different in different places. So we've engaged with a $1 billion credit union, and they may have different issues than Lone Star had, but they still have issues. Mm-hmm. In fact, in one situation, you know, they're operationally sound, but they're strategically lacking. And you see that, and that's the differences that we've found. So I think that it's really just being open to figuring out how you can leverage IT for your business.
Indeed. Becky, last words. Any final words here?
Absolutely. Let's bring IT to the table and make them a partner instead of a support.
Ah, I love it. Wrap it up in, what was that, 5 words? I like it. Keep it simple.
She's much more succinct than I am.
And that, but that's so smart, though. You're keeping it simple, that, because, I mean, this whole thing can be so complicated. Your head can be spinning around. So I like the simplicity of it, because it keeps it promotes clarity. My gosh. So very cool. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is a great message for credit unions out there at a very important time in our credit union lives, so to speak. So thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.